Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break.
I'm here because this is going totally wrong. It is a show, and the whole nation media is calling it a show. It's racist. It's biased. There should be a mistrial.
Without our voices, I just feel like we need to show them that we're not playing, and we're here, and we are listening, we're watching, and yeah.
I'm here to stand up for what's right, and I believe that he should do time for what he did.
I'm here to support the calls for Kyle to go to prison for a very long time.
We seen him out there that night. We seen all the militia on the roof pointing their lasers at everybody. People walking through our parking lot pointing lasers at them. As far as I'm concerned, he was there to show off so he could get on social media holding an AR-15 and brag to his friends. He had no clue. He was a scared little kid that should have not been here. Period.
Injustice anywhere. It's injustice everywhere.
What he did was horrible, and there's people out here saying that, you know, self-defense isn't a crime, but it's like me breaking into somebody's house and them coming at me and I shoot them and kill them because they were gonna kill me for being in their home and robbing them, and that's how I kind of feel like this is like, and I don't like that.
I will be protesting. I will stand in solidarity with anyone who wants to protest if Kyle Rittenhouse is not found guilty of murder, but I will also be protesting an injustice system of injustice, a system of oppression, a system built by white supremacists, if Kyle is found guilty, because if Kyle is found guilty of murder, there is still a lot of injustice going on. I mean, the very fact that this judge can continue to be on this case is an injustice.
Well, hello there. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, that video clip was provided by Fox News. Basically titled Kenosha Protesters Demanding a Guilty Verdict, and Here's Why, so to speak. Caitlin, you listened to it. So, what do you feel about that video first?
I don't know really how to feel.
The one that gets me is the lady that says self-defense is not a crime, but if I break into your house and I shoot you because you're coming at me, well, I'm doing self-defense. I'm sorry, you're breaking into someone's house. So yeah. I have the right, if you break into my house, to shoot you on demand. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, you remember when we first started dating, my dad held someone at gunpoint till the police got there because the person broke into their house.
Literally the house next door where we live now.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm talking about this is because I got a face mask on.
Yes, you do.
And it hurts.
So, she'll be in and out during this, but first thing we're going to talk about is, you're part of the jury, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. What's your verdict? After hearing everything that was said, what's your verdict?
Not guilty, because he was defending himself. He's protecting himself.
I agree, because here's why. The burden of self-defense rests on the case. This whole thing about provocation and all this that the prosecution's trying to pose is a complete lie, like the defense says, because there was no provocation. Kyle Rittenhouse was actually putting out a fire when this person came at him. And if you heard Kyle Rittenhouse's testimony, the guy threatened to kill him, not once, but twice, if he got alone. And Kyle Rittenhouse said, I was alone, so I was scared, so I raised up my gun. I mean, in most of the pictures you see of Kyle Rittenhouse, he has the gun pointed down, which is the way you're supposed to have it. Yes, he has it in his arm, secured, but he has his hand off the trigger. He has everything in the situation. He only raises the gun when Rittenbaum comes after the dude. Rittenbaum, whatever his name is. Anyways, but put it this way. So, we've heard that they've thrown out the gun charge. We've heard that they've thrown out the curfew charge because for literally 30 minutes, Binger was trying to get Rittenhouse to admit that he was out during curfew and all this, and the judge was like, finally said, get to the point. I mean, this case, if we can call it a case, is all messed up from the word go. Because, one, they're saying that Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been there. Well, actually, earlier in that day, he was cleaning off graffiti at one of the schools from all these protesters the night before and all. And for the people that don't know why this is such a big case, Kyle Rittenhouse is originally from Illinois. However, his dad lives in Kenosha. He was visiting his dad, and he met with his friends, and they were talking about how the town was damaged, and so he went to help. He actually went to provide medical assistance and all. And the thing that gets me about this whole prosecution, because they tried to basically label Kyle Rittenhouse, and so has Joe Biden, that he is somehow a white supremacist because he shot and killed these people. But I'm sorry, Caitlin, if I come at you like I'm about to hit you, first I throw some kind of substance at you. You have a gun. Then I try to lunge at you. What you gonna do?
Aim at you?
Right. And if I continue, what are you going to do then? You're going to shoot me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. I hit you with a skateboard. I come at you again after you shot this one person, but I have the skateboard in my hand. What are you going to do then?
Beat you up.
Or shoot me, right?
Yeah.
Another case. I have a gun on my side. I'm not using the gun yet. You have a gun. You have the AR-15. Mm-hmm. But then I raise my gun at you. What you gonna do? You're gonna shoot me, right? Mm-hmm. You feel like I'm a threat. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. All three of these cases, no matter how tragic this is, because it is tragic, because someone lost a life, and its life is so precious, they were in the wrong as well, and Kyle Rittenhouse was trying to defend himself. That's the bottom line. And this prosecution, like I said in the last episode, we're going to talk about this. This prosecution, even though this case was supposedly so cut and dry, they found every single way to try to screw up the case for them. Because one of the first things that actually stuck out to me, and it made me laugh because it was like, how stupid can you be? Okay, you're an attorney and you know the Constitution. And the Constitution states you are not assumed guilty because of your lack of response and remaining quiet. It does not assume your guiltiness, is what the judge said. And this guy, Binger, brings up this in the trial, saying, you spent summer days upon during the summer not saying anything. You spent days during this trial not saying anything. But all of a sudden, this is the first time we hear this testimony, and I loved what the judge did. He's like, wait a minute. Are you trying to make a mockery of my court by saying that he's guilty because he hasn't said anything yet, but now he's decided to say something because he's trying to defend himself? You're not going to do that in my courtroom. And then the next one was, I think the defense was bringing up something about a doctor and all, and Binger, trying to be the smart aleck he is, decides, well, you did this to me yesterday, Judge, and so I feel like it's the same thing. He's making a mockery of the court, and the judge really said right then and there, I'm going to stop you right there, because what he's doing is trying to bring proof and bring evidence, newfound evidence, into the case. That's not closed yet. They're not in, their case is not rested yet. So they have that right. What you did was entirely different. And it's like, dude, you say you're an attorney, you're a district attorney, no doubt, or you're the assistant district attorney. You should know these things, and you make yourself sound like a complete idiot by opening your mouth. I mean, every time he talks, I felt like my brain cells were shrinking because of how dumb he sounded. And you guys may think I'm coming across harsh, but if your case is so cut and dry, because I've done mock trials before, if your case is so cut and dry, you should stick to the burden of proof. And I'm sorry, in this case, they didn't. They're trying to say it's provocation. There's no provocation there until after the first attack happens. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse is there to put out fires at this car lot because these people are burning cars. Caitlin, what do you think? Hmm? What do you think?
Sorry, I was asleep. I already took
my
night medicine. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine. I'll stay on the reins with this one. So, I'm sorry. I feel like this case should be thrown out. It should have been thrown out when Binger tried to bring up the whole thing about Rittenhouse remaining silent till the day of the case. And I don't know what... I don't really know the Constitution law like that, but it is one of those things that you are not guilty just based on your silence. Because, I mean, that's why they say you have the right to remain silent. It's because you don't have to say anything. You don't have to assume your innocence. You don't have to assume your guiltiness until you have an attorney present. And, I mean, Rittenhouse did the right thing by remaining silent the entire time till he wanted to come forward. And, I mean, one of the things about this case that was absolutely hilarious, one of the victims said, yeah, I literally pointed a gun at him. Well, what do you think's going to happen if you point a gun at somebody? And someone else has a gun. A bigger gun, obviously. And then the one that I found hilarious, because it kind of showed that Rittenhouse knew gun laws more than the dang district attorney did. That, he was like, so why didn't you purchase a handgun? And Rittenhouse's response was, well, I can't legally hold a handgun out in public. Because I don't have a certain license. I was applying for the license until this came up, and it kept me from applying for the license. So, I mean, this case, even though it's so cut and dry, the prosecution is going to be... They're completely dumbfounding because, I mean, they did everything in their power to throw away the case. And at one point, the judge was like, look, they're demanding a call for mistrial. I can, you know, accept that demand of mistrial because of the way you're acting. And it was absolutely hilarious. And here's the thing. While we think he's not guilty, because of what's going on in Kenosha right now, the jurors are probably going to find him guilty. Now, if they don't find him guilty, great. I mean, someone actually thought justice actually prevailed. And I'm not saying that the people that Cal Rittenhouse shot deserve to die. No, I'm not saying that. But the fact that it shows that you can actually still defend yourself would go many ways. But I think because of how the mob's growing and how the protests are growing and everything, I think the jurors are going to be scared into a guilty verdict, in my honest opinion. And do you agree with that too, Caitlin? No. That the jurors are going to be scared into a guilty verdict? Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing, even though there's going to be riots either way, I mean, if he's guilty, there's going to be riots. If he's not guilty, there's not going to be riots. I mean, you heard that one person in the video clip say, well, there's injustice everywhere because... Oh, supposedly because there's a white judge on a white person's case, that's an injustice. Well, maybe this judge was the one that would actually fit the bill. Did you ever think about that lady? Probably not. Because a lot of people don't think that way. And I'm sorry. And then the other one that gets me is... The one that said he was a scary little boy and didn't know what he shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 blah. Rittenhouse was cleaning graffiti off of a building literally earlier that day. He was asked to come out there from friends in Kenosha to help protect that lot from fires and put out fires. I mean, should he had a gun? I'm still... iffy on that one. I mean, you should always have a right to protect yourself. And then there was one that said literally that he couldn't throw punches, so he decided to use a gun to fight his way out of battles, and he should have just fought his way out. I'm sorry, that one was dumb too, but we're not going to get into that. But I just feel like Kyle Rittenhouse had the right to defend himself. And anybody that says differently, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Because realize this is actually a lasting impression on how our society is going to be from here on out. Because if someone's found guilty for defending themselves, just think about this. That means you could shoot someone that supposedly comes into your house, and you could still be found guilty of murder. Because that's what this actually boils down to. She was right about that, in a way, even though she had it in the wrong context. Because at the end of the day, you should have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to protect your castle. You have the right to protect your life. If someone's going to put your life in danger, you have the right to defend yourself. And then the one thing that, I'm sorry, the prosecutor on this case, he should be in jail right now because picking up the AR-15 and pointing at a crowded courtroom, I'm sorry, that's just wrong. I know it was unloaded, but I've learned growing up, you always assume a gun is loaded, even if it's unloaded. So you treat it like it was loaded. You don't point it at anybody. You don't put your hand on the finger on the trigger until you're ready to fire at something or anything like that. I mean, that's how my dad taught me gun safety. Always assume a gun is loaded, even if there's no bullets in the chamber. Always assume that it's unloaded. That it's loaded. Excuse me. Sorry, it's been a long day, folks. But, that's how we feel about this. I hope justice does prevail. But I feel like, just like in the Derek Chauvin case, it's not going to be that way. But anyways, that's going to be it for tonight's episode. It's going to be a short episode. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And y'all have a good night. Bye.
Bye.